AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden hopes tensions with Russia will ease over Ukraine.
We continue to urge diplomacy as the best way forward. But with Russia's continuing its buildup of its forces around Ukraine, we are ready no matter what happens.
The United Nations Security Council met in open session today. Russia's ambassador saying the U.S. is trying to whip up those tensions, and even though his country has 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders, there are no plans to invade. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.N.
It is in the interest of everyone to prevent the war, or rather to prevent the renewal of an active phase of the military ongoing aggression. Everyone will suffer.
The council took no action today, in part because Russia is a permanent member and has a right to veto any such actions against its intentions. At least a half dozen historically black universities in five states and the District of Columbia were responding to bomb threats today, with many of them locking down their campuses for a time. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fani Willis asked the FBI for security help as she investigates whether Donald Trump and others broke the law by trying to pressure Georgia officials to overturn Joe Biden's presidential election victory in the state. The AP's Kate Brumback reports Willis' call for help is in response to what Trump said over the weekend.
While he was speaking in Texas, he called prosecutors looking into his actions vicious, horrible people. He said, if these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, I hope we are going to have in this country the biggest protest we have had in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Atlanta, and elsewhere.
Trump also suggested he might pardon those charged for their roles in the January 6th attack on the Capitol if he again runs for president and wins. Wall Street ends the month on an up note, the Dow gaining 406 points, while the S&P rose 83. This is AP News. Chesley Chris, winner of the 2019 Miss USA pageant and a correspondent for the entertainment show Extra, has died at 30. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Police say Chris jumped from a Manhattan apartment building and was pronounced dead at the scene Sunday morning. Her family issued a statement saying her great light was one that inspired others around the world with her beauty and strength. Chris was a former Division I athlete and a North Carolina attorney who won the Miss USA pageant in 2019 and then competed in the Miss Universe pageant that year. When Christ was crowned, it meant, for the first time, three black women were the reigning Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America. Officials with the Miss Universe pageant issued a statement calling her one of the brightest, warmest, and most kind people they ever had the privilege of knowing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.